The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Amber, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Always glad to be here.
So a little nervous, you know, you got Checker here.
I know.
Boss on the show.
At least he's not going to comment on my outfit or my jewelry like the Rickster does, I'm hoping.
Well, let's find out about that.
All right.
Okay, what you got for us this week?
All right, this week we've got a new study out by NBER that examines whether the ACT predicts success in college. As we know, many college admissions offices use ACT scores as a criterion for college entry. Analysts used information provided by the Ohio Board of Regents to examine data for all students who matriculated in 1999 to a four-year public college in Ohio, which ends up comprising about 13 universities and 26,000 ACT-taking students. They separate the test into the four subject areas, math, English, reading, and science, to determine which ACT subjects are most and least aligned to student outcomes. Findings: higher scores on math and English tests are correlated with higher high school and college GPAs and lower college dropout rates. Reading and science scores provide virtually no predictive power regarding student success. These findings incidentally hold when controlling for student demographics, college major, selectivity of colleges. Finally, they find no evidence that using just math and English subscores would have an adverse impact on minority admission rates or admission rates by gender. They conclude that using reading and science tests as part of the admissions decision obscures the predictive validity of the ACT and causes students to be inefficiently matched to schools, meaning some are admitted to schools that may be too demanding or too easy for them. My two cents, aspects other than ACT scores, race and gender are important considerations in admitting students to college, and how students perform in science, for instance, might actually be useful regarding their potential career paths. So a lot there.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. What do you think, Checker?
I think that reading is probably a prerequisite for English, and so I'm guessing that that distinction doesn't really matter much in the real world. As for science, if colleges took science seriously, then maybe how students did in science before getting to college would matter in how they did in college.
Well, that's interesting. That was always President Summers' complaint about Harvard when he came in, was that they didn't expect much of students on the science front. And so you kind of skate by, take a couple of, you know, rocks for jocks classes. And
I did that myself once upon a time at Harvard. But I don't think it therefore matters whether you come in well prepared in science or not.
Right. So the answer is not to just, let's forget about teaching science because that doesn't matter for college and career readiness.
It's let's fix the colleges, which is so often the answer to so many issues in elementary, secondary education.
Right. Because when they interviewed the colleges, they all said we just look at the composite score. And clearly, you know, it'd be smart to look at the various scores on these four subtests. I mean, presumably because you want to use some of this information for where are their skills strongest, you know, what kind of career paths might they make. I mean, a lot of college freshmen have no clue what they want to do in life. So some of this could be used for other purposes other than, you know, are you going to drop out?
Right. Checker, let's go back to this. So, you know, there's all this talk about college and career readiness right now, saying that, you know, if we get kids into and through college, we have succeeded as a K-12 system. And now you're saying that, well, maybe that's not true because the colleges are broken. I mean, aren't we just keep moving the goalposts?
I've felt for a whole long time that the colleges are broken, that they expect very little upon arrival, that they have no way of measuring what you learn while you're there, that they send people out into the world having majored in ridiculous things half the time, and that the college graduates that we check out at Fordham still, for the most part, don't know how to write a decent paragraph.
Oh, you mean the people that do not make it into our ranks of the
ones we don't hire.
Yes.
What about all those people that say professors need academic freedom? It's different when you're a professor versus a K-12 teacher.
Well, I was a professor once, and a lot of my colleagues use their academic freedom to spend a good deal of time in their gardens.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, Amber. So what song goes along with this?
So since we're talking about student success in college and beyond, we have Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now by Starship.
Looking in your eyes, I